Have you gotten your tax rebate yet? The IRS has been mailing out checks for more than a week now. The cash is aimed at jolting the U.S. economy out of its slump. So for your homework this week, we asked what you will do with the money. Norm Pruhl writes, I'm going shopping, but only for items made in the U.S. of A. I find it somewhat antithetical to go purchase items from China with money that is being borrowed from China. A bunch of you are taking summer vacations with the windfall. Jennifer and Christopher Howe are road tripping from Las Vegas to New York with their three daughters and the dog in the car. Good luck, guys. Jason and Noelle Reynolds are driving across Canada with their stimulus money. No vacation for Jamie Lee, though, of Denver, Colorado.
After careful consideration, I decided to use my rebate check to buy a tree for my yard. I thought if I put it in the savings, I'd probably piddle it away on insignificant things. And I thought about a vacation, but then that only lasts for a little while. But a tree lasts for a long time. That would be something that would be meaningful right now.
By far the most exciting purchase, in my humble opinion, will be made by Beth Rastberger of St. Louis, Missouri. She's buying a new pair of roller skates. She writes, I've been playing roller derby with a league in St. Louis called the Arch Rival Roller Girls. I've been skating on the same skates for 3 years now, and you think tennis shoes get a beating? Imagine what my skates look like. Rastberger says $300 should buy her a decent pair, including wheels, bearings, and toe stops. And then there's poor Becky Simzik of Grafton, Massachusetts. Her economic stimulus check this year was for $15.60. She says, perhaps I will write a thank you note to President Bush for the 4.3 gallons of gas I can purchase with this fantastic gift. Or maybe I'll go to the movies by myself. Now for next week's homework, inspired by the story we talked about a few minutes ago of the accidental answering machine message, a gunfight in Afghanistan. If you missed it, you can catch up at npr.org. We want to hear the voicemail messages you just can't erase or don't want to. Here's an example from my phone.
This is Mr. Sock. Could you give me a call?
That is my mother, Liz Seabrook, leaving a message for her only grandchild, who is fond of Meemaw's sock puppet. What message do you keep and why? Write to homework@npr.org or call the homework hotline at 202-408-5183. Definitely include a phone number so we can call you back. That's homework@npr.org or the homework hotline 202-408-5183. Up next, the plight of the brainy fruit fly. It dies earlier than its lunk-headed brethren. This is NPR News.